Henry, I'm excited to see you and Patty at the stateside at the Paramount. You guys did this tour, this presentation, about five times last year?
Yes, we did. We went to five cities last year, and it went over so well, we thought we'd do a bunch more this year.
Now, in looking through your photographs, it just is amazing to me how many of these images I knew. I just didn't know the man behind them. Pictures of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Joni Mitchell, The Doors, Frank Zappa, The Eagles, Jimi Hendrix, Linda Ronstadt. You have hundreds of thousands of images. How do you keep track of them all?
Well, you know, they're in slide boxes. I have one whole wall of my studio. It's got 500 plastic slide boxes that hold 500 slides each. And then I have big wooden filing cabinets full of proof sheets and negatives. And, you know, it takes up a lot of space. Of course, nowadays with digital photography, that would have been a lot more easy. But these are actual physical slides and negatives.
Well, and you mentioned digital photography. These days, everyone fancies themselves a photographer. But you came up at a time where you learned on a really cheap camera while you were a musician, right?
That is correct, yeah. A secondhand camera. And, you know, I was in a folk group called the Modern Folk Quartet, and we were on the road in a motorhome, and we were going through Michigan, playing University of Michigan, I guess, and we pulled into a secondhand store, and there was a table full of used cameras, and one guy in the group said, "Oh, a camera, I'll have one." And I saw him do that. I said, "Yeah, why not? I'll get one." I'd never had a camera before, but it seemed like something that would be fun to do, you know, to while away the hours on the road. And so the one guy said, "Well, let's pull into the next drugstore and I'll buy film." And he handed me a yellow box of Kodak film. I said, "Well, how do you set these numbers on the camera?" He said, "Well, look on the box. It says sunlight, 250 at 8. And I said, "Oh, I see. Okay, here's the 250. Here's the 8. We'll try that. And it worked. You know, that was my school, the yellow box.
Wow. And now flash forward decades later, you've put out three books about your life as a musician and as a photographer. There's been several museum shows of your work.
Funny, after 50 years, it's exactly 50 years right now, really. It was March of 66 when I picked up that little camera by accident, you know. And after 50 years of doing it, it turns into books and museum shows and gallery shows and stuff like that. But I still photograph every day, pretty much, you know, either for, if it's not a job, then I'm just doing stuff for myself all day long.
Ah, that's good to hear. That's like musicians who are on the road, they get home, they start playing music.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
you documented Woodstock, you documented Monterey Pop, you documented the scene in Laurel Canyon. And I know you're probably asked quite often, what are your favorite photographs? But I'm wondering which ones kind of tug at your heart when you are seeing your pictures. What moves you when you see the images?
Well, you know, of course, every picture I took, I was standing there, so it reminds me of a little part of my life. But I think it's kind of maybe connected to the music. Like, for instance, Sweet Baby James. I did that album cover. And then I heard that song, Sweet Baby James. You never hear the music before you take the picture. It's always afterwards. But I really love that song, one of my favorite songs, so I'm very proud to have taken that album cover. And the same with Desperado. I love that song, Desperado, you know, especially when Linda Ronstadt sings it. And I did their album cover as well, the Desperado album cover. And then I also like the Crosby, Stills, Nash sitting on the couch by the little bungalow, because that's a granddaddy one. That's one of the best albums, I think, in the world, and I'm so happy my picture's on it.
Such an iconic vision. So you have your experiences, and Patti Boyd, of course, comes with her experiences with George Harrison and Eric Clapton and beyond. How does this show unfold stateside at the Paramount behind the lens? What is the show like?
Well, first, I do my slideshow, and I should say when I started taking pictures, it was all about slideshows for me. That's all I cared about. So I took pictures all week long so I could do slideshow for my friends on the weekend. And so now, here 50 years later, we're doing it. And so I come out and do my slideshow, show, you know, all of these photos and tell the stories behind them. Then there's a little break And then Patty comes out. I think of her as like the dessert, the cherry on top, you know, because then she does the Beatles, you know, and George Harrison and Eric Clapton and all that English stuff. So the two, I think, go hand in hand very well.
Well, really looking forward to Behind the Lens, Henry Diltz and Patty Boyd, presented by the Morrison Hotel Gallery. And I understand that after the show, you guys will hand sign some prints.
Yes, yeah, we have a kind of a special deal on some of our prints that we will sign and, you know, say hello and stuff.
Well, I look forward to it. Henry, a pleasure to talk to you.
Jody, thank you very much. Pleasure talking to you.